Lottie fell silent as Rawl's speaker-enhanced voice cracked across the circle, splitting the song of sorrow like a thunderclap.
I won't ask you again, slave.
Rawl pointed his blaster at the injured Octusi. The elder folded his knees beneath him and dropped to the ground, then looked Rawl straight in the eye.
No!
The courage of the Octusi is legendary in the Albanan sector, Mahdi continued. And yet they are described as the gentlest of species. In their own culture, they engage in nothing more violent than the aptly named shove dances, which young males perform during mating season.
Her last two words were drowned out by the shriek of a blaster bolt. A smoking hole appeared in the center of the second victim's chest, and the elder collapsed forward onto the ground, his great dark eyes still staring up at Rawl.
We have just witnessed a second cold-blooded murder by the Mandalorian commander in charge of this company,
Mahdi reported.
It is difficult to understand the reasoning behind this excessive use of force. However, lawless actions are common out here on the Galactic Edge. Pirates plague the region, as do crime rings and bounty hunters. Perhaps Sextuna Mining Corporation feels justified in employing beings such as Belloc Rawl to protect their fleets.
As Mahdi spoke, a tremendous thrumming filled the circle, overwhelming the parabolic mic she was holding and filling her head with a painful boom that left her ears ringing. In the next instant, the Octusi sprang into flight, rushing for the alleys and streets that the Mandalorians had blocked with their assault sleds. Rawl reached up to activate his throat mic, and Mahdi barely managed to swing the dish back in time to capture what he was saying.
Commence operation!
The last part of the command was lost to the ear-piercing wail of a blaster cannon barrage. The circle below erupted into a blinding meshwork of colored bolts and flashes, and the outer ring of Octusi fell almost as one.
The Mandalorians have opened fire!
Mahdi yelled, unconcerned about being heard above the roar and screech of so much blaster fire.
A massacre of unbelievable magnitude has begun before our very eyes here on Bladu Sextus, and this reporter on assignment for the Perry Needmo News Hour must conclude that it was the Mandalorian commander's intention all along to provoke a stampede as justification for the cold-blooded atrocities that you are now witnessing. Hundreds of Octusi lie dead or dying already, and still, the Mandalorians continue to fire.
As Mahdi spoke, the gunner's hatch on Rawl's quickstrike flew open, and out popped the head of a female Mandalorian with short cropped brown hair and a small button-ended nose. She said something about being borked, then pointed up toward the window where Till's right-angle lens lay recording the massacre in the circle. Rawl glanced up, and Mahdi's parabolic mic captured his static-filled voice asking,
Live?
The female nodded and said something that Mahdi's parabolic mic did pick up.
You stupid idiot.
Rawl ignored her and grabbed the swivel-mounted heavy blaster in front of his hatch, then swung the barrel toward the droid repair shop where Mahdi and her crew were hiding. Mahdi dropped to take cover, but continued to report.
It appears the Mandalorians have discovered our presence. They are not pleased to have their actions